graffiti land. All the rides are in your head. The ticket is what is thought and what is said. Our attitudes are climbing. We don't have time for more mind-wasting lies. Whatever it is you're doing, we're not going to buy it. It's time to say something, not a time to be quiet. Rant and roll, hearts speak from the spirit. Say it loud so everyone can hear it. Say what you mean what you say. Rant and roll when you feel that way. Religions of men, heavy with fear. Industrial war against the land. Every woman knows the fugitive. Rich men keep living off the poor. The soul is what's left after they eat your spirit. When every act is an act of self-defense, it's time to do something or perish in the pretense. Rant and roll, hearts speak from the spirit. Say it loud so everyone can hear it. Say what you mean what you say. Rant and roll when you feel that way. Graffiti land. All the rides are in your head. The ticket is what is thought and what is said. In this together and on our own, a reality of how we feel. Either we can dance with someone or we can dance alone. A plurality of sight and view. We and us are me and you. Rant and roll, hearts speak from the spirit. Say it loud so everyone can hear it. Say what you mean what you say. Rant and roll when you feel that way. Predator views are way too tragic. Mother Earth gives us power. Father Sky makes us magic. Life doesn't have to be bitter, even when it's not always sweet. Synchronicity is the rendezvous when magic and power meet. Rant and roll, hearts speak from the spirit. Say it loud so everyone can hear it. Say what you mean what you say. Rant and roll when you feel that way. Rant and roll, heart speak from the spirit, heart speak from the spirit, heart speak from the spirit. Rant and roll, say it loud so everyone can hear it. Heart speak from the spirit, heart speak from the spirit.
Mani to khaw dil lobo uppi to allo amma lo tulu ga to allo bi khanna ge ga lo law yi mata ay Tingwasi yuit atut sutit inurangwane. Upit joak duavitsuni sananguartu illuviangwarmi. Tua vilua malunit takut saunang itu sanang waktu nga. Tulukat jua sanang waktu kimuk sing waktu ni. Kimuk sisi yo ilu vigau ilu ane. Natsivinin migo nirayumamma uppi jua aitsigiakamma.
The Anelkin Center is recruiting for this fall 2010-2011 intake and accepting professional artist portfolios for the National Aboriginal Arts Training Program until July 30th. So if you want to get in on this, you have until July 30th. They are seeking application portfolios from Nunavut, Manitoba, Quebec, Saskatchewan, Nova Scotia, and Ontario, and they have scholarships available for those regions in particular. If you want to take advantage of this opportunity, you want to contact Tracy Kim Bourneau at she's the acting manager of the River of Salmon Peoples Project, and you can find her contact at www.anelkincenter.ca. Get yourself educated and help promote the arts. One last one before we get back to some music here. This is coming from the 35th Annual American Indian Film Festival. They are seeking film submissions and video submissions for the 35th Annual American Indian Film Festival. And this is the one that takes place in San Francisco, everybody. The entry deadline is August 6th, and they have a category such as documentary feature, documentary short, feature film, live short subject, music videos, animated short subjects, so on and so forth. If you want to get in on that, like I said, you have until, what did I say the deadline was? August 6th. And then that festival takes place November 5th to the 13th in San Francisco, California. Here's the website. It's www.aifisf.com for the American Indian Film Festival entry application and regulations form. Make sure you get in on that for any of the filmmakers that want to see their films go far and wide and get a lot of exposure. You can do that. So we were just listening to a track called Inukshuk, and that was by Russell Wallace, who is a Vancouver-based music composer, and this was from the music for Chinook Winds, which is an Aboriginal dance production out of the Banff Center from 1996 to 97. Right. So that was a little bit of information. And again, I do encourage you, if you have some information you want to share over these airwaves, the Native Waves Radio is the place where you can send your stuff into. Okay. And we're happy to help promote your events and share information within your community. In the meantime, let's listen to one of the oldies but goodies, Buffy St. Marie. And this is from actually her newest CD called Running for the Drum. And this comes with a DVD documentary about her life. It's very interesting. And this is the first track off of this CD, No Kishigesh. And Kishigesh, as she always explains before she sings this song, is, I believe, a Cree word that that describes a little puppy who not only eats all his food, but he goes and eats all the other animals' foods too. So he's kind of greedy piggy. He's kokosh, as they say in Ojibwe. Okay, enjoy.
Flying boy.
Okay, well, Buffy keeps playing her music there. And also, before we run out of time, I really want to get this powwow schedule out to you. They just passed, just over the weekend, there was the 23rd annual Squamish Nation Youth Powwow on the Capilano Reserve, and everybody had a grand old time from what I heard about that. 15 drums is what I heard. And yeah, the sun was shining nice and hot over there as well. Just a few, there's so many, like I got the whole schedule right in front of me here, and like there's so many, I'm only going to be able to announce a few of them. Back to our roots powwow, which is in Mission Friendship Center Society in Mission, BC. Make sure you get over there. That's not too far out of the way if you're in the BC area and in Vancouver in particular. We've got the 21st annual Whitefish Lake Nation traditional powwow in Naughton, Ontario, which is July 24th and 25th. Moving on, we've got August 1st, which is the 28th annual Lake of the Eagles traditional powwow, July 30th. And August to August 1st is Kamloopa. Are you hearing me? I said Kamloopa. Get out there because that one is not to be missed. That's a great big huge powwow. And it's usually hot and it's usually dusty, but that's the way it goes. You got to breathe a little dust to get your powwow on. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that on July 24th and 25th is the 31st annual Grand River Champion of Champions powwow, which is Oshawegan, Ontario. Can I hear you if you're from Six Nay? Oh yeah, go over to that powwow. It always breaks my heart every year that powwow comes around because I can't make it out there. I haven't been to that powwow in a long time, but it's a gooder. And also July 31st to August 2nd is the Wikwimikong 50th Annual Cultural Festival, Manitoulin Island, Ontario. So there you go. That's a quickie rundown of what's happening in Powwowville this summer. So let's carry on with a little bit more music. I want to play Lucy Idlout. I haven't played this girl in a little while. And last year, she took home the best rock album, I believe it was, for the Canadian Aboriginal Music Awards. Well-deserved. I love Lucy Idlout. I love Lucy. Here's a track called I Will Rise For You.
Good to me.
Sounds 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 good to me.
Tune in Tuesdays between 3 and 4 on CFRU 93.3 FM.
Bye. Sounds good to me. It does. Really. I'm serious.
The 27th Hillside Festival takes place July 23rd to 25th at the Guelph Lake Conservation Area. If you're excited for Hillside but you missed getting a weekend pass, never fear. You can get a day pass. Help kick off Hillside on Friday, July 23rd with great music from Calexico, The Hidden Cameras, Laura Marling, and many more. Friday night tickets are only $49. Spend the day with Hillside. Saturday and Sunday passes are $69 each and provide great opportunities to enjoy workshops, great food, great music, and plenty of that famous Hillside spirit. And this year, for the first time at Hillside, weekend passes for senior citizens are half off. The first 500 seniors can enjoy the entire Hillside weekend for just $49.50. Kids 12 and under are free, so come one, come all. These passes are available at all Hillside ticket outlets, Grandpa Music in Guelph, Encore Records in Kitchener, Soundscapes in Toronto, and online at ticketpro.ca. So go get yours today. All prices are plus HST. For more information, check out hillsidefestival.ca.
Hey, this is Ryan from the Paper Cranes, and you're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM, University of Guelph Radio.
See you.
Hello, it is Sunday, July 11th, and you're listening to African Perspectives on CHRY 105.5. African Perspectives is a new show on CHRY dealing with news and in-depth views from the continent. I'm Mona.
And I'm Ome.
Today's show explores sexuality in Africa. We will be looking at and challenging some of the dominant discourses of African sexualities. Some of today's topics include gay imperialism, the invisibilization of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, transsexual, intersex, and queer LGBTIQ identified people on the continent. And we'll also look at on-the-ground organizing by LGBT groups in Africa. To help us with this discussion, we interviewed Sukari Ikini, a Nigerian queer activist and blogger. As well, we will be playing interviews by two organizations working on LGBTIQ issues in Kenya and South Africa. But before we get to all this, we are starting with headlines. Police in Guinea have fired tear gas at thousands of people marching against alleged fraud in last month's first round of presidential elections. The protest took place in the capital on Monday in defiance of a government ban on demonstration. Siloyo Dialo, the former prime minister, won the June 27th election with nearly 40% of the vote and is set to go forward into the round off with second place Alpha Conde on July 11th. But losing parties, including supporters of Sidya Toure, another ex-prime minister, says they have evidence of rigging. On Monday, a crowd of around 3,000, largely composed of women, marched in front of the Electoral Commission and the Supreme Court chanting, "Sidya was cheated and we want Sidya for the second round." The East African Caravan on Maternal Health was launched on July 3rd of this year at the Kibera DO Open Grounds in Kibera, Nairobi. It will travel from Kenya through Tanzania and Rwanda before culminating in Uganda just prior to the African Union Summit, where African heads of state and government will discuss issues of maternal and child health. July 2010 marks the fifth anniversary of the Palestinian civil society call for boycott, divestment, and sanctions from apartheid Israel. The Coalition Against Israeli Apartheid marked the day with an action against Aheva. Aheva products come from stolen Palestinian natural resources in the occupied West Bank and are products in illegal settlements. The past 5 years have shown dedicated activists as far away from Palestine as Toronto can set precedents in making Israel a pariah state internationally. Similar strategies of boycott, divestments, and sanctions were used by unions, businesses, artists, and individuals in the 1980s to help end the apartheid system in South Africa. For more information on the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, please check out the Coalition Against Israeli Apartheid website, kayaweb.org.
Ghana hinted last week that it would petition FIFA, the world football governing body, to take a critical look at the declaration of goal rule in football competitions after it was denied a goal in the FIFA 2010 World Cup match last Friday when a Uruguayan player deliberately stopped a goal-bound shot with his hands. This was announced by Ghana Football Association President Kwesi Nyantakyi when players of the Black Stars, who arrived home Monday, were hosted to a luncheon by President John Evans Atta Mills at the castle, the seat of government. The coach said that Ghana Football Association was concerned about refereeing in Ghana's quarterfinal match against Uruguay when the referee awarded a penalty instead of a goal for Ghana. Uruguay striker Luis Suarez deliberately stopped Ghanaian striker Dominic Adia's goal-bound header with his hands in the last minute of extra time when the score was 1-1. Suarez was given a red card and a penalty was given to Ghana, but Ghanaian striker Asamo Gayan blasted the ball off the crossbar. Ghana lost the subsequent penalty shootouts 4-2 to edge the country out. The coach suspects that since many members of FIFA were from United Kingdom and seeing what happened to England, whose goal by Frank Lampard against Germany was disallowed, they would support the petition. He also said the Black Stars, which became the only the third African team after Cameroon in 1990 and Senegal in 2002 to reach the quarterfinals of the World Cup, have made Africa proud. Kua Sana Dansua, Ghana's sports minister, directly called upon FIFA to change the rule, but a FIFA spokesman said that any proposed changes to the laws would have to go through the International Football Association Board, which meets next in Wales in March 2011. Minister Dansua also urged the African Union to campaign against what she called the unfair treatment received by African teams in the international tournament.
Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe said on Friday that the impoverished country does not need financial support from the West to kickstart its comatose economy. Mugabe's remarks at a ZANU-PF Central Committee meeting in Harare came a week after the European Union demanded evidence for more progress in the implementation of a power-sharing agreement he signed with his former arch-rival and now Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. The unity government has failed to perform to exceptions because Western donors have refused to fund its programs as they insist on tangible reforms. At least 810 million of the country's 2.25 billion budget was supposed to come from external sources, but the donors have remained tight-fisted, forcing the coalition to look for alternative sources. Zimbabwe shall recover by her wits and resources, Mugabe said. Zimbabwe will not be saved by any country or organization, least of all from the West. Another aid ship, meanwhile, could be making its way to Gaza as early as today. A Libyan state charity group says it's preparing a cargo ship loaded with 2,000 tons of supplies to depart from Greece. The sailing would come just over a month after Israeli forces killed 9 people aboard the Free Gaza Movement's Freedom Flotilla in international waters. In South Africa, the Sex Worker Education and Advocacy Task Force has launched a helpline to give sex workers a voice. Mickey Mijai, country coordinator of the African Sex Worker Alliance, said the line was initiated to give sex workers a platform to voice their concerns and fears they face at work. Not everyone knows where to get help for sex workers. It is not merely for sex workers to get adequate. It is not easy for sex workers to get adequate information because they are often scared of revealing what they do to earn a living, said Miji.
Cameroon's government has rejected the claim by a gay asylum seeker in the UK that he would face persecution if he returned home. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court in London ruled in favor of a man and a claimant from Iran. Sorry, just having a bit of technical difficulties here. We'll be back with that headline in a bit.
In Windhoek, Namibia, NAMDEB workers have resolved to stage a mass industrial strike as early as tomorrow morning at the NAMDEB diamond mines. They are accusing NAMDEB management of hiding under an economic crisis to freeze salary increases while awarding themselves generous salary increments. The strike is most certain to pose a serious threat to a company just crawling back from the global crisis. Namdeb employs 1,600 people. Workers say they have lost faith in the diamond mining company after senior management awarded itself salary increases and additional allowances during the global crisis, while all workers below senior level have had no increases.
And back to the headline from Cameroon. Cameroon's government has rejected the claim by a gay asylum seeker in the UK that he would face persecution if he returned home. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court in London ruled in favor of the man and a similar claimant from Iran. Homosexuality in Cameroon is punishable by up to 3 years in jail. However, Cameroon's communications minister told the BBC homosexuals were free to behave as they wished in private without any harassment. He told the BBC's Network Africa program that the claimant was simply using the law as an excuse to claim asylum in Britain. The two men who have won the right to claim asylum in the UK and had been refused by the previous British government. That decision was backed by a lower court on the grounds that they would avoid ill treatment by keeping their sexuality secret or behaving discreetly. But the Supreme Court judges ruled that this was a violation of their human rights. The applicant from